So, I mean, are they going to have a parade for the trophy, you know?
No, is it the MSC flag room? You can get your picture taken with the Heisman Trophy.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Which I think would be kind of cool.
That's not bad.
That would be cool.
No charge?
It doesn't look like it. It's part of the 12-12-12 celebration.
Would it be bad if I take a picture with it with my Baylor line jersey on?
Well, that's, you know.
I wouldn't go into the MSC with my Baylor line jersey on if I were you, but if you want to.
You have a Baylor line jersey? That's amazing.
No, I think he meant if he had one.
I know.
Just in case.
Sometimes anyway. I pretend I'm dumber than I actually am, but only on occasion.
Okay. Will you give us a warning so we'll know?
You're so mean.
A little bit of a heads up on that.
That's it. So anyway, So Pennsylvania State Police said they arrested a man accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's house and using glue on her refrigerator and computer. Police say while his ex was away, the man broke into her apartment and glued shut the refrigerator door and a utensil drawer and then poured glue on the woman's computer keyboard. Why wouldn't you just do a few keys, you know? I think we found out the other day the backspace key is the worst one. And see, because that way she might not know.
She'll just think it's one busted key.
Yeah. Or is it on top of the key so that if she tried to... You know, is it like that Insta-stick glue, and then she'd be walking around with a keyboard hanging down from her fingertips?
You've been watching too many Merry Melodies.
That it? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that I guess that could work.
Too. Scott's got to call into Acme.
That's right for some
the
of that
Insta-stick glue.
Exactly.
Did you ever have anybody Carmex your desk, where you put your hands down and then it's just like Carmex grease just over you?
What is Carmex?
It's like a lip.
Oh, that's that lip stuff.
It's a medicated lip.
See, have you ever heard that that's addictive?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, yeah. See, now, how does that urban legend get started? And is it? I mean, is it addictive?
Well, give me just a minute.
Okay. I mean, I remember I used to use that stuff, but I'm not sure. So anyway, I guess that's what Snopes is for, right? So we can find out whether or not that sort of thing is true. Holiday sound.
Yeehaw!
Uh-huh.
Christmas is my favorite time, decorations all alike. There's nothing like a Christmas tree to make the season bright. Make the season bright. The Douglas fir is a mighty fine tree, it's not the one for me. Gotta water and take care of it, or the darn thing won't stay green. The darn thing won't stay green. I don't need no Douglas fir, don't want no evergreen. The prettiest tree to me is a beer can Christmas tree.
There you
oh
go.
My God.
Beer can Christmas tree. There you go.
It looks like it's completely made up.
Okay. I know the Carmex people are happy about that.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Together.
Yeah, you can be together because you're the kind of the cuddliest member of our whole
without a doubt, yeah. So now the beer can Christmas, should that be all the same kind of beer cans or, you know, should it have
a different
look to it?
Absolutely not. You do like Heineken's for the tree because it's green.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Santa Claus bring beers from all around the world.
You could do that. That'd work too.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2. With excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, it's 616, News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, yesterday, maybe last week, we talked about the full moon being the cold full moon, and I was thinking, God, we just had a full moon. And sure enough, I mean, it's just a fingernail out there today, so I don't know why we were talking full moon 2 days ago. So if you're acting weird and wanted to blame it on the full moon.
I don't remember talking the full moon 2 days ago.
Yeah, maybe it was on Friday. We were talking about the name of the full moon, and the Native Americans
yes.
call it the cold full moon. But
really?
Yeah, sure. But anyway, it's not a full moon out there, so, you know. And but it's a nice night. It was a great little fingernail moon, and I guess that's I don't know what that is, the planet next to the moon, but I'll go figure out what it is and let you know. In the meantime,
maybe our friends in Madisonville will tell
they
us.
They might tell us. It's International Mountain Day. I mean, they were here yesterday. They're going to be here tomorrow. I don't
more than likely.
I don't get that, but anyhow, it's also National Noodle Ring Day. I mean, not enough of us think about the ring noodle, right? I mean, if it weren't for SpaghettiOs, would you think about a ring noodle at all?
Oh, man, I sure want some SpaghettiOs.
Oh, no. You don't really eat that on purpose, do you? I would think you seem to be more the type who'd make your own.
I've actually never made ring noodles.
No. I didn't mean the noodles. I meant the sauce. It's just that sauce and all that Franco-American stuff is so smarmy.
Smarmy?
Well,
I'm not sure it's supposed to be.
It's too sweet. It's cloying. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to be a little spicier. Anyway, also, of course, 14 shopping days left till Christmas. It's the fourth night of Hanukkah. 10 days left in our world before it ends. Just remember that. And if you don't believe all that Mayan stuff, then we got 21 days till the end of the year. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Haley Steinfeld is 16. She was nominated for an Oscar in True Grit.
Oh, okay.
Rey Mysterio Jr., who's a wrestler, is 38. Mm-hmm. Mos Def, I'm doing this one just for cats, 39. He played in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Ah, okay.
Gary Dorden is 46.
Whatever. Boy, that guy is not doing well.
No.
He's made some bad life decisions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better than not putting on sunscreen.
Filed for bankruptcy, and he's clearing $15,000 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, really, in drugs and stuff like that. Not good. Yeah.
Nikki Sixx is 54 from Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Rita Moreno. Hey, you guys!
That's right. That was the electric company, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
She is 81, and most people don't know this. I didn't until I read it. One of only 10 people to win all four major entertainment awards.
Yeah.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Yeah. I think was the first one to have done it. Well, not sure, but I think that was her claim to fame for a long time. And then, then became number two and the three and four. Anyway.
Jermaine Jackson, Tito's brother, 58. Terry Garr, who was huge in the 80s and then just kind of...
Whatever happened to her?
She just kind of shriveled up a little bit.
Yeah, she was in Close Encounters, is that right or not? Was that somebody else? Was Terry Garr
Think she was. She was also in Tootsie, Mr. Mom.
Oh, yeah, Tootsie, that's right.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, again. Yeah.
Terry Garr, 65 today. Brenda Lee, which was one that I was on is this person still alive? She's 68. John, I Want to Be Secretary of State, Kerry, is 69.
Yes, he does.
Donna Mills from Knott's Landing is 72. And the lead singer of Bread, David Gates, is 72 years old, too.
Wow. Brenda Lee. Huh?
Brenda Lee.
We may have to play Rockin' Around the Christmas
Tree. Sure.
Just today because it's her, birthday, whatever.
That would be okay.
Yeah, that's all right. And the planet out there is Saturn. That's Saturn that's right next to the moon this morning. You can see it real clearly because the moon is just itty-bitty. So if you want to run outside. But again, it's 32, so you may just go, yeah, great, I'll take your word for it.
If you run out.
Yeah.